भगवते वसुदेवाया।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 So we were describing the life of Lord Rishabhdev, the great incarnation of the personality of Godhead who appeared in the Satya Yuga.
我们前几节课描述的是主 Rishabhdev 的生平，他是在Satya Yuga 年代，黄金年代显现的伟大的人格神手。
And we heard how Lord Rishabhdev performed the activities of an avaduta. He completely renounced all identification with the material world.
我们还描述了他就是以avaduta的身份，他的漫游，他非常气绝，他放弃了与这个物质世界的认同。
And he was completely detached from the material world and completely absorbed in spirit in transcendence.
他完全放弃了与物质世界的认同，并且专注于超然。
So because of his very exalted position, he could have had all the mystic powers at his disposal. All kinds of, you know, the eight different mystic powers, yoga siddhis, were all given to him, but he never used them.
因为他的地位非常崇高，所以他可以随心所欲地运用玄秘的力量，他拥有八种。 瑜伽的完美, Yoga City, 但是他就从来不运用这些玄秘力量。
And because he was so elevated, so much on the transcendental platform, if he had have used them, it wouldn't have caused him any problem, it wouldn't have given him any trouble, but still he didn't use them.
因为他地位非常崇高，而且他是完全处在超然的层面上。即便他使用了这些玄秘的力量，也不会给别的人制造麻烦。但即便如此，他从来不运用它们。Because
he's a devotee, so he's not worried about material opulences.
因为他是奉献者，所以从来不在意物质的富裕。He
was his only concern was how to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
他唯一在意的就是如何去满足至尊性格神手。And
if he, whatever opulence he may be given, he will use it for the service of the Lord.
无论他被赋予什么样的赋予，他都全部用来为主做服务。So
Maharaj Parikshit asked Sukadeva Goswami why he didn't use it, why he didn't use his mystic powers.
Maharaj Parikshit 询问 Sukadeva Goswami， 为什么主 Rishabhdev 从来不运用这些玄秘的力量呢？
So Sukadeva Goswami replies to Maharaj Parikshit. He gives an example. He says, just like a hunter, when he captures an animal, so he's very careful not to let it run away. He will keep it a prisoner.
Sukadeva Goswami 就回答 Parikshit 王说， 正如一个猎人，当他只捕获了动物的时候，他会小心翼翼地不让这些动物逃跑，而是把它们都关起来。
Yeah, you can't think that, oh, now I've captured the animal, he will stay here. He won't run away. But as soon as he gets a chance, he will run away.
你不应该想，哦，现在我已经抓住他们了，他们就会待在这儿不逃跑。可是一旦有机会的话，他们就会趁机逃跑。
So the same way, those who are advanced in spiritual life,They do not trust their own mind.
同样的，那些在灵性上非常进步的人士，从来不信任他们的心意。
They're always very careful to watch what is the mind doing, what's the mind thinking, where is it acting.
他们总是小心地看守自己的心意。看自己的心意在做什么，在想什么，又跑到哪儿了。
Just like somebody may have renounced the world, they may be a sannyasi, it doesn't mean they don't have to chant Hare Krishna.
正如一位弃绝了世界的 sannyasi, 并不意味着他就无需唱诵 Hare Krishna 了。
Somebody may be renounced. It doesn't mean they have to renounce Sankirtan. They can still do Sankirtan.
一位弃绝人士并不意味着他可以弃绝 Sankirtan, 其诵圣名。他仍然应该进行 Sankirtan.
And same way, one may be renounced. It doesn't mean that they shouldn't give charity.
同样的，即便是已经弃绝了，也并不等于就 不用再布施了。
So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says acts of sacrifice, charity, and austerity should never be given up.
所以主在薄伽梵歌当中就说，祭祀、布施和苦行永远不应该予以放弃。
These kinds of activities purify even great souls.
这些活动甚至能净化伟大的灵魂们。
So, one has to be very careful how we use the mind.
因此，一个人应该小心如何使用自己的心意。
So, Lord Rishabhdev,set an example for everyone how to control the mind.
主 Rishabhdev 给每一个人树立了一个榜样，该如何控制心意。
So the nature of the mind is very restless.
心意的本质是非常躁动不安。
We should be careful. Sometimes we think,We have made the mind a friend, but it may trick us. It may not be a friend.
因此，我们应该小心。有时候，我们以为我们已经跟心意交上了朋友，但是心意有可能会欺骗我们。
Yeah, the mind can cheat us at any time, just like Lord Shiva became agitated when he saw Mohini Murti.
在任何时候都应该小心心意，正像主 Shiva 被主的 Mohini 化身所迷惑。
And so Parimuni was an advanced yogi meditating in the bottom of the Yamuna, and he fell down from his yoga position because he couldn't control his mind.
Sabarimuni 是非常精进的瑜伽师。他在亚姆纳河底在那里冥想，但是呢，他却被心意所欺骗，堕落了。
So everybody practicing yoga, they have to very carefully control the mind and the senses.
任何修习瑜伽之人 都应该小心谨慎地控制自己的感官与心意。
We want to get out of the material world. We have to detach ourselves from the body.
我们希望摆脱，脱离物质世界，就应该弃绝这个躯体。
So we should, we have to do some tapasya, we have to do some austerities in order to get out of this world.
为了脱离这个世界，我们应当从事苦行。
So we have to be very careful in associating with the opposite sex.
在与异性交往的时候，应当非常小心谨慎。
A man is not allowed to sit down in a isolated, solitary place with one, even if he's with one's mother or sister or daughter.
一位男子甚至不被允许坐在一个孤寂隐蔽的和他的母亲、姐妹、女儿单独的就坐在一个孤寂隐蔽的地方。
So in Krishna consciousness, we have to be very careful about associating with the opposite sex.
在 Krishna 知觉当中，我们应当非常小心谨慎的与异性联谊交往。
Other organizations, they are often only for men. They don't encourage women to come. But in Krishna consciousness, we give everybody a chance.
在其他的机构当中，甚至他们只允许男性加入这些组织。但是在 Krishna 知觉当中，也允许女性加入，我们给每一个人都以机会。
So the way to protect herself is by being very careful to regularly chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and that will protect us.
所以为了保护我们自己，我们应当定期的、有规律的唱诵 Hare Krishna。
The holy name is very powerful. It will help us to control the mind and protect us from the maya, from the illusory energy.
圣名极为有力量，可以保护我们免于玛雅虚幻的能量。
So,The uncontrolled mind is like a woman who is not chaste.
不受控制的心意就像不贞洁的女子。
If a woman is not chaste, if she's not careful in her behavior, then she can easily be taken away by different men.
一位不贞洁的女子，如果行为不检点的话，就很容易被不同的男子，拐走。
And even if she has a husband, the men who take her, who want to take her away, they may kill the husband.
即便这个女子已经是有了丈夫，她的想要把她拐走的男子也会杀死她的丈夫。
So the same way, if we don't control the mind, then the mind will become the place of anger and greed and lust.
同样，如果我们不控制心意的话，那心意就会成为愤怒。贪婪和色欲的合适的场所。
And these will become the enemy of the yogi, and they will kill the yogi.
这些都是瑜伽师的大敌，会杀死一位瑜伽师。
So like that, just like a woman always has to be protected when she's young, when she's middle-aged, and when she's old, she should always be protected and looked after.
女子应当总是小心地受到保护，是无论她是在年幼还是中年还是老年的时候，她应该都是得到照顾的。
In the same way, the mind must always be looked after, must always be protected.
同样，心也应该一直被保护，一直受到照顾。
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, tomorrow is his disappearance day. So he used to say that in the morning, you take shoes and beat the mind.
明天是时了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的隐居日，所以他说过，应当在清晨用鞋子抽打心意。
And then in the night, you take a stick and beat the mind.
而在夜晚，应当用一根棍子来打这个心意。
And don't allow the mind to be controlled by lust, anger, and greed.
不要允许心意被色欲、愤怒和贪婪所控制。
Because if we become controlled by the mind, then definitely we'll become controlled by the material energy.
因为倘若我们被心意所控制的话，一定也会被物质能量所控制。
Just like a man, if the man has a wife who is unchaste, he has to be very careful.
就像倘若一个男子他娶了一位不贞洁的女子为妻的话，就一定要注意了。
So the mind is the cause of lust, anger, greed, many bad things. All are enemies.
因此，心意是色欲、愤怒、贪婪的根源，这些都是我们的大敌。
So we should never trust the mind, keep the mind under the control of intelligence.
因此，我们应当永远不要信任心意，而是将心意置于智性的控制之下。
Intelligence is seated next to the soul.
智性就坐在灵魂旁边。
So the best way to control the mind is to always keep the mind fixed on Krishna.
控制心意最好的方法就是让心意永远的专注于 Krishna.
We can do that by chanting the holy name of Krishna, by talking about Krishna, by remembering Krishna.
我们通过唱诵圣名，谈论 Krishna， 意念 Krishna。
Keep the mind busy in the service of Krishna。
让心意忙碌于服务 Krishna。
So Lord Rishabhdev, he was the head of all the kings and emperors in the universe.
主 Rishabhdev 是宇宙中所有的皇帝、国王的首领，王中之王。
But he gave up everything, gave up even his clothes, and acted like a madman.
然而他却放弃了一切，甚至连自己的衣服也放弃了，行为举止如疯子一般。
So.People could not understand his actual position, his spiritual position.
普通人不懂他的灵性地位。
But he was teaching people how to give up the body.
但是他却是这样来教导世人，来如何放弃躯体。
Actually, he was an expansion of Lord Vasudev, Krishna.
实际上，他是主 Vasudev 的主 Krishna 的扩展。
He was a Shaktavesha avatar.
他是 Shaktavesha avatar.
So Lord Shabdev was showing people how to give up their subtle body, how to detach themselves.
主子 Shabdev 在教导人们怎样放弃精微躯体，怎样变得不依附。
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Guru 那儿又没声音了，好像连接又断
Krishna Kirtana Ghana Nartana Paro Premamritambo Nidhi Dhira Dhira Jana Priyao Priyakaro Nirvatsarao Pujito Sri Chaitanya Kripa Barao Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharavahan Tarako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugo Sri Jiva Gopala
Haribo
Haribo
Okay, Lord Shabdev wanted to show the example to people about how to get free from the control of the mind and how to give up the material body so you don't have to take birth again.
主日 Shabdev 他是展示了怎样摆脱不受怎样摆脱心的控制，怎样才能不再获得一个物质的躯体。
Yeah, if we don't want to come back to the material world, we have to learn how to sit, how to make ourselves a servant of Krishna.
倘若我们希望不要再回到这物质世界，就要学习怎么做 Krishna 的仆人。
In the spiritual world, everyone is a servant of Krishna. And we have to prepare to go there in this world by serving Krishna here.
我们倘若想回到灵性世界，在灵性世界人人都在服务 Krishna， 所以我们就要在这里服务，做好服务，好准备好回到灵性世界。
So actually, Lord Rishabdev, his body was spiritual, but he just pretended it was a material body.
实际上，主 Rishabdev 的身体是灵性的，但是他是假装他有一个物质的躯体。
So he was wandering all over the world. He went to, and he came to South India.
他就在全世界旅游旅行，他来到了南印度。
He came there by the grace of the Lord, and he entered a forest, and he was just like a madman. He was naked, and he had stones in his mouth.
由于主的仁慈，他进入了一座森林，他像一个疯子一般，赤身裸体，口里还衔着一块石头。
And while he was in the forest, there was a forest fire. And the forest fire took place just by the nature, and his body was burned to ashes.
当他在森林的时候呢，起了森林大火，这都是由于自然的力量所造成的。所以他的身体呢就被焚烧焚成了灰烬。
Actually, Lord Rishabhdev never got burned in the forest fire, but the material body got burned.
实际上主 Rishabhdev 从来没有被森林大火给焚烧，而是他的物质躯体被森林大火给烧成了灰烬。
Lord Rishabhdev is spiritual. He's a spiritual body. He's a super soul. He's the Lord in the heart of everyone. The soul, he never gets burned. Cannot be burned.
主 Rishabhdev 他有一个灵性的身体，他是每个众生心中的超灵，他是灵魂，他永远不会被火所烧。
And all the animals that were in the forest, that they also got liberated.Due to association with Lord Rishabhdev.
正因为与主 Rishabhdev 的联谊，森林当中的所有动物都获得了解脱。
So it happened that this place where Lord Rishabhdev gave up his body, nearby that place there was one king, and that king heard about Lord Rishabhdev.And he took the opportunity to introduce a new religion based on the teaching, based on the behavior of Rishabhdev.
恰好就是在附近就有一个国王，他听说了主 Rishabhdev 的活动，他就趁此机会引介了一个新的宗教来模仿，他就根据主 Rishabhdev 的行为举止介绍了一门新的宗教。
So based on the behavior of Rishabhdev, you got people started also just going around naked and like madmen. So this was the beginning of what's called the Jain religion.
基于主 Rishabhdev 的行为举止呢，他介绍的这门宗教，人们赤身裸体，像行为举止像疯子一样。这门宗教的名字就叫基纳教。
Yeah, these Jains, they're atheists. They don't believe in God.
这些基纳教徒全部是无神论者，不相信神。
But they follow Rishabhdev's behavior, going naked and, you know, laying in his own stool, pulling out their hair, pull out their own hair.
可是他们却追随主 Rishabhdev 的行为，他们就是赤身裸体啊，他们躺在自己的粪便当中，把自己的毛发头发拔下来。
And they're also vegetarian, the Jains.
基纳教徒也是素食者。
They won't eat anything which grows below the ground. They won't eat potato.
他们不吃就生长在地下的食物，他们从来不吃土豆。
But they don't believe in God, they're atheists.
然而他们却不信神，是无神论者。
They don't follow the Vedas, they They just follow Rishabdev and other teachers.
他们不追随韦达经，他们只是追随主 Rishabdev 和其他的老师们。
So foolish people become influenced and they start to follow this. They think, oh, this is a very good religion. They don't realize they have given up the Vedas, they've given up the system of religion which was given by God.
愚人们就受这门宗教的影响，他们不追随宗教原则，他们放弃了韦达经。
They give up taking their bath three times a day like they're supposed to. They won't do it.
他们放弃了本应该一天沐浴三次。
And they follow.They follow principles which have nothing to do with the scriptures.
他们追随的原则呢，跟经典没有丝毫关系。
So this kind of religion in the Kali Yuga, these kind of religions become prominent.
在卡里年代呢，这种宗教变得非常盛行。
And they go against the Vedic religion. They go against the actual teachings of religion.
他们违背了宗教原则，真正的宗教原则。
So, Prabhupada compares their lifestyle. He says it's like sometimes like these hippies which they have in America.Are in the Western world, that they're like that. They have no regulation, they have no cleanliness.
Prabhupada 就把他们的生活呢，就把嬉皮士的生活方式，就跟这些人的生活方式相等同。因为嬉皮士们他们也不遵守任何规则，也没有什么清洁可言。
So Lord Rishabdev, he was actually a liberated soul. And although he did activities which were very unusual, they were transcendental.
主 Rishabdev 是解脱的灵魂，虽然他的活动是非同寻常的，但是他是超然的。
Even his stool and urine,had a very sweet, fragrant smell that it could be people could smell it for even a mile or more away. It was so fragrant, so nice smelling.
他即便他的粪便和尿液都是非常的芬芳好闻的，能够飘到几英里之外的地方。
But people, ordinary people, they can't imitate things.
但是普通的人却无法模仿这一点。
So, people don't understand what Lord Rishabdev was actually teaching.
人们并不明白主 Rishabdev 真正的教导是什么。
And the result was you get this unauthorized religion.
结果就有了这种假的未经授权的宗教。
Yeah, there's quite a few Indians, they follow this Jain religion.
有相当一部分印度人的遵守这个追随基纳教。
Of course, they don't follow like Lord Rishabdev. It's not that they become Avadutas, but they will say their religion is Jain.They don't follow the Vedas. They don't believe in God. They say, no, I'm a Jain.
他们并不追随主Rishabdev 成为 Avaduta. 他们不遵守宗教原则，遵守韦达经。他们不信神。
But they're clean, they're vegetarian, you know, very quite pious in some ways, materially pious, but atheists.
他们也是非常清洁的，也是素食者，也相当虔诚，是物质上的虔诚，但是无神论者。
It's not according to any shastra. They have their own. They made their own shastra.
他们不遵守这个经典，他们有自己的经典。
So they deviated from the Vedic teachings.
他们偏离了伟达的教导。
So because they did like this, they will ultimately, finally, they'll fall into the darkest region of existence.
因为他们是以这种方式追随，所以他们最终会堕入到最黑暗的境地。
Krishna describes in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.How there's a divine nature and there's a demoniac nature. So they come as a, this is a demoniac nature.
就 Krishna 在博伽梵歌第六章第十六章描述了与神圣与邪恶品质，因此他们这种就属于邪恶品质。
So because it's the age of Kali, there's so much passion, so much ignorance.So Lord Rishabhdev came to deliver people from all this.
因为是卡利年代，有那么多的激情与愚昧，主 Rishabhdev 降临就是为了救赎人们。
Kali Yuga is described in the 12th canto. What will happen? What will be the symptoms of the people in the Kali Yuga?
十念博伽瓦坛第十二篇。描述了卡利年代的特征是什么
？One thing is people, men and women, men as well as they'll keep their, they'll have very long hair and consider themselves very beautiful.
一个特征就是男人会留长头发，并且觉得自己很美。
And then.But then like the Jain, they pull out their own hair. They just pull it out. They don't cut it, pull it out.
基纳教徒呢，他们是把头发就连根拔除，他们不是剪头发。
And they say they are following Lord Rishabhdev. But they don't follow his teachings.
他们说他们是追随主 Rishabhdev, 但是他们并没有追随主 Rishabhdev 的教导。
Lord Rishabhdev told his sons to serve the Mahatmas and it will open the doors to liberation.
主 Rishabhdev 命令自己的儿子们去服务 Mahatma 伟大的灵魂，这将打开解脱的大门。
Yes, he said we should do austerity, but the austerity is to control the mind and senses.
他说我们确实应该苦行，但是我们的苦行是控制感官与心意。
That doesn't mean that we have to become a mad person.
这并不是说我们应该变成疯子。
So Lord Rishabhdev came to teach the importance of doing austerity, but these people, they don't understand.
主 Rishabhdev, 他的降临是为了教导世人苦行的重要性，但是人们却不明白。
And you get people doing these things like,Avadutas becoming mad person. No, we should be a normal person, but at the same time control the mind and senses. Don't be the servant of the mind and senses.
所以他们就有了这种所谓的阿瓦杜特，就像疯子一样。不是这样的，我们应该是一个正常的人，但是呢同时应该控制自己的感官心意。
So Lord Rishabhdev he played an important role in the history of the world.
主 Rishabhdev 就在世界历史上扮演了一个重要的地位。
He produced his 100 sons, and the greatest of his 100 sons was Bharat Maharaj, after whom the whole planet is named.
他有一百位儿子，其中这老大 Bharat Maharaj， 这个星球就是以他的名字命名的。
So we're meant.Lord Chaitanya wanted to deliver all the people of Bharatvarsha.
主 Chaitanya 希望拯救 Bharatvarsha 的所有的生物。
Lord Chaitanya used to say, all the people born in Bharatvarsha are very fortunate, they're very pious, because they have some Krishna consciousness. He said they should become perfect in Krishna consciousness,And then they should help others.
主 Chaitanya 以前说，那些诞生在Bharatvarsha 之地的人都是非常虔诚的，因为他们出生的时候就具有了一些 Krishna 知觉，他们应当令他们的生命变得完美，并且帮助其他的人。
So Lord Rishabhdev was born in the dynasty coming from Priyavrata.
主 Rishabhdev 诞生于 Priyavrata 的王朝。
Remember, we were talking about Priyavrata. He was one of the sons of Uttanapada. Oh, Manu, sons of Manu. Manu had two sons, Priyavrata and Uttanapada.So Priyavrata was one of the sons of Manu, and this Rishabhdev, he came in the line coming from Priyavrata.
Priyavrata 是 Manu 的一个儿子，Manu 的另外一个儿子是 Uttanapada。主 Rishabhdev 他降生于 Priyavrata 的这个王朝。
Lord Ramachandra, he came in the dynasty coming from Ikshvaku or Raghu.
主 Rama 降生于 Ikshvaku 或者是 Raghu 王朝。
Yeah, and Lord Krishna, he's from the Yadu dynasty.
主 Krishna 降临于 Yadu 王朝。
So all of these dynasties are very famous.Due to the presence of, because great kings came in them.
这几个王朝都是非常大名鼎鼎的，因为降生出很多著名的国王。
So, one who can follow the example of Lord Rishabhdev, even in the mind, then he's a great yogi.
一个人倘若能甚至在能在心意当中追随主 Rishabhdev 的榜样，也能成为一个伟大的瑜伽师。
Yeah, Lord Rishabhdev never accepted any of the yoga powers which were offered to him.
主 Rishabhdev 从来不接受赐予他的瑜伽的这些力量。
Usually the people who do yoga, they all want to get mystic powers. They want to have some, to do some magic to impress people.
通常那些练瑜伽的人都希望获得玄秘的功能，有一些魔术的能力控制别人。
But Lord Rishabhdev, he didn't try to do that. He wasn't interested in these material things.
但是主人说 Dave 从来没有这样做，他对这些物质的事物不感兴趣。
The real purpose of the yoga is to take shelter of Krishna.
瑜伽的真正目的是脱避于 Krishna。
And if the yogi just wants to get mystic powers, then he's forgotten what is the real goal.
倘若瑜伽师只是对玄秘功能感兴趣的话，就忘记了瑜伽的真正目标所在。
But Lord Rishabhdev, he knew, he didn't want mystic power, he just wanted shelter at the feet of Krishna.
然而主持 Shabdev, 他知道他不想要玄秘力量，他只想脱避于主的莲花足。
So he's Lord Rishabhdev, he was the master of all human beings and even the master of the demigods and the brahmanas.
主持 Shabdev 是全体人类半神人 Brahmana 的主人。
Just by hearing about the pastimes and the activities of Lord Rishabhdev, it's very powerful and purifying for us.
聆听主 Rishabhdev 的这些事迹，对我们来说都是非常有力量，非常有净化力的。
Will help us to get pure devotion at the lotus feet of Krishna.
能够帮助我们获得 Krishna 的莲花族的奉献服务。
So these teachings are for people not only in the Satyuga, but for every age.
这些教导不仅仅是针对 Satya 年代的人们，而是针对所有年代的人们。
So Srila Prabhupada used to speak on that one verse.The very first instruction which he gave to his sons.
Srila Prabhupada 以前常常对于这个 Rishabhdev 给他的儿子的第一条教导来讲课。
He told his sons, don't be anxious just to get sense gratification, because that is available even for the pigs which eat stool.
他告诉自己的儿子们，不要非常渴望得到那些甚至吃大便的猪们也能得到的感官享乐。
Better to control the senses and do some austerity, and then you will purify yourself.
最好是控制感官，从事苦行，这样就能净化自身。
When we are purified, then we can experience real spiritual pleasure.
一旦我们净化了自身，才能够品尝到真正的灵性快乐。
So it's important for us to also read Srimad Bhagavatam and hear about the teachings from the scriptures, hear these teachings from the scriptures. All this...Hearing the scriptures is very powerful and very important for every devotee.
因此，我们应该阅读和聆听圣典博伽瓦坛的这些教导，这一点非常重要。这些教导是非常有力量的，那每一个奉献者都应该去阅读和聆听。
So Prabhupada said, either chant Hare Krishna mantra constantly.Or constantly study the Srimad Bhagavatam. Both ways, either way, will help us to become perfect in spiritual life.
圣帕帕说，或者是恒常的唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra， 或者是恒常的朗读、聆听圣典博伽瓦坛，从事这两种方式的其中之一。都能令人达到完美，达到灵修的完美。
Prabhupada mentions, he said, Lord Rishabhdev, Lord Kapila, Lord Krishna. These three personalities, their teachings are very powerful, very important for us.
师父 帕拉说, 主 Rishabhdev, 主 Kapila, 主 Krishna 的教导, 对我们来说是非常重要的, 这些教导非常有力量。
So if we do devotional service, then we will experience the bliss of spiritual life.
如果我们从事奉献服务, 将品尝到灵性生活的喜乐。
And devotees can be offered material temptations. They can be offered yoga powers and liberation, but a devotee is not very interested.
奉献者可能会被 提供物质享受的诱惑, 提供给瑜伽力量的这种诱惑, 甚至解脱, 但是奉献者对此都不感兴趣。
Even Krishna himself may offer liberation to the devotee. The devotee is not very much interested.
甚至 Krishna 会亲自给奉献者提供解脱, 但奉献者却不感兴趣。
Because they're getting so much pleasure in serving Krishna, they don't want to give up their service.
因为他们从服务 Krishna 的过程当中, 获得了巨大的快乐, 他们不想放弃服务。
They have no material desires anymore because they're getting so much pleasure in their service.
因为他们不再有物质的欲望, 他们从服务当中获得了巨大的快乐。
This is the proof of the level of devotional service that is far above liberation.
这就是这个奉献服务的这个水平的证据, 它远远超越了解脱。
So Sukadeva Goswami, he tells Maharaj Yudhisthira, he tells Maharaj Parikshit, he's telling Maharaj Parikshit that Krishna was actually, he actually maintained all the Pandavas and the Yadu dynasty.
Sukadev Goswami 告诉 Parikshit 大君, Krishna 在维系着 Pandava兄弟 和整个 Yadu 王朝。
So he is actually your guru, and he is your deity, he is your friend.
他实际上是你们的guru,你们的神像,你们的朋友。
Sometimes he serves, sometimes he even becomes a messenger. He became a messenger for your uncle Maharaj Yudhisthira.
他有时候就成为你的伯父 Yudhisthira 大君的信使。
So Krishna easily gives liberation for people. He can easily give them liberation. But he does not very easily give a person the opportunity to do service to him.
Krishna 可以轻而易举地赐予人解脱, 但他却不会那么容易地给予人们服务他的机会。
So Sukadeva Goswami was telling this to Maharaj Parikshit, because Maharaj Parikshit is from that, he's from the family which is very close to Lord Krishna.
Sukadeva Goswami 就向 Parikshit 大君来讲述这些, 因为 Parikshit 大君是降生于 跟 Krishna 有非常有很近很关系很近的家族。
Just like Lord Rishabhdev, we said he's from the family of Priyavrata.
就像我们说过，主 Rishabhdev 是降生于 Priyavrata 的王朝。
Lord Ramachandra is from Maharaj Raghu's family.
主 Ramachandra 诞生于 Maharaj Raghu 的王朝。
So, Maharaj Parikshit, he may be thinking that Krishna's dynasty was not as fortunate as the others because Krishna did not appear in that family. Krishna did not appear in the family of Maharaj Parikshit. Krishna appeared in the Yadu family.
Krishna 没有降生于 Parikshit 大军可能会觉得 Krishna 并不是那么 幸运降生于、这个家族，而是降生于其他家族，因为 Krishna 降生于 Yadu 家族，而没有降生于 Parikshit 的家族。
But Parikshit was very fortunate because Krishna was serving them and associating with them very intimately.
Parikshit 大神他非常幸运，因为 Krishna 他有会服务他们，跟他们联谊，有亲密的联谊。
So in this way, Sukadeva Goswami was encouraging Maharaj Parikshit that he was so fortunate.
所以 Sukadev Goswami 就以这种方式鼓励了 Parikshit 大军，就鼓励他，他是非常幸运的。
Yeah, although Krishna didn't take his birth in their family, but Krishna was serving them and associating with them.
虽然 Krishna 并没有亲自降生于他们的家庭当 家族中。然而 Krishna 却服务了他们的家族，并且跟他们的家族有亲密的联谊。
He was their guru. He was maintaining them.
他成为了他们的 guru， 他在维系着他们。
So in this way, Maharaj Parikshit was more fortunate than others.
因此 Parikshit Maharaj 比其他的人更加幸运。
So Lord Rishabhdev knew his position. He knew he was the Supreme Lord, and he knew he didn't have any kind of material desire.
主 Rishabhdev 知道他自己的地位，他是至尊主，他没有任何物质的欲望。
So he didn't need anything. He didn't worry about being successful or being a failure. He didn't think like that.
所以他没有任何担忧，他并不在乎什么成功与失败。
Lord Rishabhdev taught this the real duty of life is to understand that our identity as a spiritual being, as a soul.
主持人对不想，他的职责是明白他的身份，他作为灵魂的真正的身份。
So in this way, we have to offer our obeisances to Lord Rishabhdev.
我们应当向主 Rishabhdev 致以顶拜。
Because he's teaching us the importance of self-realization.
他在教导我们自我觉悟的重要性。
Okay, so we'll stop and ask, is there any questions?
好，接下来我们看一下有什么问题。
Hare Krishna. 好，我们看一下，第一个问题，扰真热帕布。感谢马哈拉扎，感谢 Guru Mani Mataji。Rishabhadev 的教导是灵性的、永恒的真理，对当今各个领域都有指导意义吗？他的有关心意的训示对心理学领域有什么指导意义吗？
Thank you, Maharaj. Lord Rishabhadev's teaching is spiritual, eternal truth. Are there any instruction, guidance for modern the various areas for the modern age? And his instruction about mind.Are there any guidance for psychology?
Well, when we were discussing Lord Rishabhadev's teachings, when Lord Rishabhadev was instructing his sons, there was a lot of guidance, a lot of information given there.
当我们描述主 Rishabhadev 对儿子的教导的时候，就有很多指导意义。
I just stated a few minutes ago one of the instructions, how we're not meant to have sense gratification, which is available even for animals like the pig and the dog, which eats stool.
我在几分钟之前。他在讲其中之一的教导就是人类不应该去从事甚至那些吃粪便的猪狗都能得到的感官享乐。
We're meant to purify ourselves by controlling the mind and senses. That is the austerity.
我们应当通过控制感官净化自身，这就是苦行。
And then we can experience real pleasure.
其后才能体验到真正的快乐。
So Srila Prabhupada lectured on this, on that verse many times.
Srila Prabhupada 在很多的讲课当中都提到了这个，对于这个世界做了很多的讲座。
It's the first verse of the fifth chapter of the fifth canto.
是第五不叫外谈第五篇第五章诗节一。
And that, then the second verse of the same chapter is also very important because it describes that we have to give service to the Mahatmas, to the great devotees. We want to associate and serve them, and it opens the doors to liberation.
在同一章的第二个诗节也是非常重要的，其中就谈到了我们应当去服务马哈特玛伟大的灵魂，与他们联谊，去服务全心全意的服务他们。
And if we associate and give service to the things of the objects of our senses, just for sense gratification, for example, we associate with the opposite sex.Then we enter into the darkest region of ignorance.
如果我们为了感官享乐和感官对象联谊，比如说异性，就会堕入到存在于最黑暗的愚昧当中。
So these kind of instructions are very important, very significant.This is really maybe the essence of Lord Rishabhadev's teachings.
这些教导是非常至关重要、重要的，也许、可能是主 Rishabhdev 的教导的核心精华。
Today also we were learning about the mind, how we have to be very cautious in dealing with the mind, because the mind can be very treacherous.
今天我们还学到了有关于如何小心谨慎的来对待心意，心意也许会非常的狡诈。
Sometimes we think we have controlled the mind, but then we're actually engaging in a lot of sense gratification.
有时候我们以为已经控制了心意，然而可能也许我们在从事大量的感官享乐。
So Lord Rishabhdev gave the example about the animal. Just like a hunter captures a wild animal, he cannot think the animal will not run away. The animal will try to run away if it gets a chance.
主 Rishabhdev 就提供了一个例子，就好像猎人他抓住了野兽，他不能以为这些野兽不会逃跑，这野兽一旦有机会就会趁机逃跑。
So the mind is like that.
心意正像这样。
And the mind can be like the unchaste wife.
心意就仿佛是不贞洁的妻子。
The unchaste wife, she may have a lover, and the lover may come and kill you if you're the husband. And so the same way, the yogi, if his mind is not controlled carefully, it can kill, be the cause of the death of the yogi.
这个情人可能会过来杀死这个丈夫。同样的，如果瑜伽师不控制他们的心意，那心意可能会杀死瑜伽师，成为他的死因。
So there's many important instructions there in the teachings of Rishabhdev.
在主 Rishabhdev 的教导当中，有很多重要的教导。
And you can say that the science of the mind, controlling the mind, this is psychology.
你可以看到，这个控制心意的科学，这个就是心理学。
Okay, 下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题，Yogadhar 妈妈的提问的，顶拜咕噜，请教咕噜，主 Rishabhdev。显示的苦行方式是那么的特别，有什么特别的寓意吗？
No, I don't know of anything significant about his form of austerity. But he was just indicating to everyone that he's not the body, that he's completely aloof from the body. And you could, well, we could say that because his stool and urine was so fragrant, he was indicating that he's not an ordinary person, that he's actually the incarnation of the Lord.
没有什么特别的寓意，就他表明了他不是这个躯体，而是超然的。那他的那个粪便和尿液非常的芬芳好闻，就表明了他不是普通人，而是主的化身。
There are Jains, they practice the Jain religion today. There are two divisions of Jainism. One is where they go naked everywhere.The men, just men, they go naked, and when the hair grows, they pull it out.
当今的基纳教就分成了两派，一派呢是他们就是男子会赤身裸体， 当头发长出来的时候就将头发拔除。
But there's another group of Jainism where they cover the body, but they will only cover the body with a special cloth which is called Ahimsa silk. Means silkworm, where the silkworm is allowed to die naturally. And then they will take the cocoon from that silkworm and you use it to make cloth.
还有另外一派的基纳教徒呢，他们身上的衣服裹着的布是一种特殊的布，丝绸叫 Ahimsa 丝绸，就是等着那个蚕它吐丝之后自然死亡之后，再把这个蚕茧拿来做成了这种 丝布裹在身上。
Yeah, and they also cover their mouth with a mask like they use at Kojal, you know、And they also sweep the road. As they walk, they will sweep. So they walk everywhere without shoes, and they sweep, so they don't tramp on anything.
他们还就是戴口罩，而且他们走路的时候呢，会拿那个笤帚会扫地。他们也不穿鞋，这样呢，他们就不会踩到任何生物身上。
And they have to filter everything, filter the water before they drink any water.
因为他们在饮水之前呢，也会过滤这个水。
So, extreme renunciation.
他们这种是一种非常极端的气绝。
Okay, 下一个问题。
下一个问题，刀吉马德吉巴，顶拜咕噜的莲花族，为什么阿查亚身体不火化呢？为什么圣恩在雨天走路的时候没有脚印呢？
为什么阿查亚 why don't they burn the body of the Acharya?
Yes.
And why don't the Acharyas leave any footprints when they walk?
Why?Because there's a video that shows Srila Prabhupada. Here it says why His Divine Grace left no footprint during the rainy days.
Left no footprints?
Yeah, walking. Like His Divine Grace is walking when it's raining, but there are no footprints.When he walks.
Well, maybe the rain washed all the footprints away when he's walking. He's walking, if it's raining, then the rain would wash the footprints away.
您说就是在雨天走路，那也许就是雨水把他的脚印给冲刷了。
But we have footprints. Many of our temples, they will keep Prabhupada's lotus footprints. You know, Prabhupada put his feet into special clay, and we made this. We have the impressions of Prabhupada's lotus feet in the temples.
我们在庙里头呢，就是有这个圣帕帕德，他在这个泥软的陶土上留下的。足印，他的莲花足留下的足印，我们就放在庙里。
Yeah. And his body, the body of the Acharya is not burned because his body is considered very pure. So no need to burn it. It's put into samadhi.
因为 Acharya 的躯体呢非常的净化，所以没有必要。火化，所以就放在 Samadhi 当中。
Put the body into Samadhi. If you see the film of Prabhupada's departure, you can see when they're placing Prabhupada's body, burying the body, they covered it with salt. And Prabhupada was in lotus posture, sitting up, legs crossed, and he's placed like that in Samadhi.And surrounded by salt.
如果您有机会看一下，就是圣帕帕德 影记的那个影片，就可以看到，圣帕帕德他是以莲花盘坐的姿势，就放在了萨玛迪当中，这四周呢就撒上了盐。
So this is the custom that sannyasis bodies are usually not burned.
所以按照这个习俗，sannyasi的身体不火化。
They've already given up everything, the material world, so they have no attachment.
因为他们已经放弃了一切，放弃了物质世界，他们没有任何依附。
So their bodies don't need to be burned. They're put into samadhi.
所以无需火化去他们的躯体，就放在 samadhi 当中。
下一个问题。
Gurudev， 我想接着这个问题问一下，就是阿查亚，的身体，他们都是灵性的躯体吗？
Sure. Yes, Acharya's body is spiritual.
是的，阿查亚的身体是灵性的。
好的。那我们下一个问题，让忍者帕布。Rishabhadev 的有关苦行的教导，尤其他本人的苦行的典范，我们没有办法追随，赤身裸体躺在自己芬芳的粪便上，况且过度的苦行会让内心变得坚硬无比，怎么把握苦行的尺度呢？
Lord Rishabhadev left many instruction teaching about austerity, and he also, by his own example, we cannot follow his example to be naked and to lie down in our fragrant stool. Besides that, extreme austerity will make our heart very hard. How to grasp the level of austerity?
We have to be guided by the devotees, by the pure devotees who follow in the line coming from Lord Rishabhadev. Just like Srila Prabhupada is translating Srimad Bhagavatam for us, he's telling us what we need to do.
我们需要就是遵守那些纯粹奉献者的指导，就按照纯粹奉献指导来做，就这个是从那个使徒传系的纯粹奉献者的指导，就像圣帕帕德在翻译圣典不掉法坛的时候就已经告诉我们，我们应该需要做什么。
Prabhupada said,Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna, these things, very important, very powerful. This is the teaching of Lord Rishabhadev.
圣帕帕说，阅读圣典博迦瓦坛，唱诵 Hare Krishna, 这些是既重要又非常有力量的。主 Rishabhadev 也教导了这些。
Lord Rishabhadev encouraged his sons.You see, there were 9 sons of Lord Rishabhadev. They became great preachers. They were traveling everywhere preaching the message of Bhagavatam.
主 Rishabhadev 就鼓励了他的儿子，其中九位呢是非常伟大的传教士，旅行传教博迦瓦坛。
We have to understand everything according to the time and circumstances.
我们应当根据时间和具体情况来去理解。
We cannot imitate Lord Rishabhadev, but we can do austerities as is prescribed by our spiritual master.
我们无法模仿主 Rishabhdev 的苦行，但是却可以遵守我们灵性导师给我们的教导。
Just like we do fasting, tomorrow's a fast day. How do we fast? We don't take any prasadam in the morning. We take at lunchtime. We wait until lunch and then we break fast.
正如明天是一个戒食的日子，就我们早上是不吃饭的，我们只有在中午的时候才荣耀打破戒食。
Our austerities is following four regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds minimum every day.
我们的苦行是遵守四项规范原则，每天至少念诵16圈。
Not easy for people just to do that even in this Kali Yuga.
在这个卡利年代，人们甚至连这个也不容易做到。
To get people to strictly follow four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds, you know, it's not very common.
要人们严格的遵守四项规范原则，念诵十六圈，能做到这些都不是非常容易的，很司空见惯的事情。
So this is the austerity in the Kali Yuga. And also, preaching, teaching, distributing the message of Krishna consciousness, that's a great austerity.
同样去传教，去派发 Krishna 之觉也是苦行。
Trying to introduce Krishna consciousness to people, to teach them the philosophy, to train them to chant, to train them to understand this philosophy. Even Bhagavad Gita is difficult for ordinary people to understand.
向人们介绍 Krishna 之觉，教导他们，这门哲学，训练他们去念诵，甚至《博伽梵歌》，普通人也非常难以理解。
Bhagavad Gita's ABC, the beginning, but so many people they have difficulty to understand.
博伽梵歌是 ABC, 是基础知识，但是普通人都觉得很难理解。
We have to educate, we have to train them to understand.
我们需要教育他们，训练他们来明白。
Okay, 还有问题吗？
是的 ,Gurudev, 还有问题。我想在中间插一下。刚才 Gurudev, 您说明天届时，就是因为明天还有这个日食的这个状况吗？所以说我们可以做这个全戒食吗？还是需要中午破戒然后再戒食呢？
Devotees told me Prabhupada never worried very much about fasting for the eclipse.
圣帕帕德就从来不会就是在意要在日食或者月食的时候全戒。
This is a ritualistic ceremony, which is not very important in devotional service.
这是一种仪式，在奉献服务当中不很重要。
So, we give more importance to fasting for the acharya.
我们把更多的就是关注重要，我们把在 acharya 的这显现隐居日当中来戒食放在重要的地位上。
好的好的 ,good day, 知道了。好，那我们下一个问题。智敏马大吉，顶拜咕噜，感谢翻译。请问如何服务伟大的灵魂呢？就是奉献者让我们做什么，我们不加分辨的去做就可以吗？
ask how should to serve those great souls. Is it that whatever devotee asks me to do, I will do it without any distinction?
Yes, if it's an authorized devotee. You have to consider what is the authority. Is the devotee your authority? If it's your authority, then you do it.
是的，就是如果是来自权威的，如果这个奉献者是权威。
Don't just follow any devotee, but take instruction from your authority. A trusted authority.
不是任何奉献者，而是您信任的权威。
下一个问题。
下一个问题，Chaitanya Charan Prabhu，顶拜咕噜和奉献者，没有机会服务伟大的灵魂怎么办呢？服务周围的奉献者吗？感觉服务神像比服务奉献者更容易，让奉献者满意比较困难。
We should think how to please the devotee. Yes, it may be difficult to please the devotee, but it's very important.
是的，取悦奉献者很难，但是非常重要。
How to serve the devotees? Helping them.
If there's no great devotee, serve an ordinary devotee.
Yes, we can serve other devotees because these are other devotees. They may go on to become great devotees.
是的，我们可以服务周围的奉献者。因为周围的奉献者可以继续进步，成为伟大的灵魂。
We don't know who is going to be a great devotee in the future. They may be a very ordinary devotee at the present, but they may become great devotees in the future.
我们不知道谁会成为伟大的奉献者，也许他们目前是普通奉献者，将来就是伟大的奉献者。
下一个问题。下一个问题，我想问，就是刚才您在讲课当中说到了，有的时候我们觉得自己已经很好的控制了心意，但是实际还从事着很多大量的感官享乐的这个活动。那么我们如何去发现这种精微的这种感官享乐，并就是加以这个控制呢？
How can we detect those subtle sense gratification and control those subtle sense gratification?
Well, when these thoughts come in the mind, just the thoughts for sense gratification, when it comes in the mind, then we have to reject it. We have to get rid of it. We should not give in to it. We must...control it.
就是当这种念头进入到我们的脑海当中，当有这种思绪进来的时候，我们就应该予以拒绝，把它扔出去，不要卷入这些思潮当中，而要控制。
So as soon as the thought comes in the mind, you have to immediately strengthen your Krishna consciousness. You have to call out to Krishna, Oh Krishna, help me, save me, and take shelter of the holy name and engage in Krishna's service.
所以当这种情况出现的时候，我们就要加强 Krishna, 我们的 Krishna 知觉，呼唤 Krishna, Krishna, 快帮帮我，救救我吧。托庇于圣名，为 Krishna 做服务。
when these thoughts come in our mind, when we're not fully engaged in Krishna's consciousness.
这些思想进入到我们，之所以能够进入心意当中，是因为我们没有彻底的、全然的从事于对 Krishna 的服务。
OK， 下一个问题。
嗯，我们最后一个问题了。Kirtananda Madaji问的，就是刚才关于那个脚印的，是这个圣帕帕德的门徒在跟随圣帕帕德清晨散步的时候，有一次，他跟随帕布帕德的这个脚印走路，在沙滩上只看见自己的脚印，没有看到圣帕帕德的这个脚印。他问圣帕帕德，然后帕布帕德说：“以后你就会知道了。”他问这个是这样一个情况。
走，以后我们知道。我现在不知道。Maybe Prabhupada is expressing his transcendental nature, that he's not of this material world.
嗯，也许 Prabhupada 在表达他的超然的本质，他不属于这物质世界。
Although he appears among us, he is not of this world.
虽然在他在我们中间显现，但他却不是这个物质世界的人。
OK, Hare Krishna.
好的 ，Hare Krishna， 非常感谢 Gurudev 的耐心的解答大家提出来的这个问题，和给我们超然的课程，感谢 Guru Mani Madaji。
谢谢萨提，
谢谢
马拉
吉，哈
利克什纳，那我们今天的课程就到这里了，晚安，哈利克什纳，
晚安。